Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Last end of the regular season, got four big games to break down for you guys. So basically, watch Kentucky versus Tennessee. Got Justin Edwards, Jawan Wagner, Reed Shepard, Rob Dillingham, Aaron Bradshaw, Zivon Mir Ivicic, and then played against Dalton Knecht. Watched USC versus Arizona. So got to see Isaiah Collier, Caleb Love, who's a guy that's going to be introduced on today's podcast. First time we've broken him down. Marquette versus Providence. I want to get another game. And also Ogbaro, Tyler Kokek, and especially speaking Devin Carter. And then I also watched Alex Sarr. I wanted to watch one last game of Alex Sarr as well. So I'm going to go ahead and go through those breakdowns. And first up on that breakdown is Kentucky. So let's go ahead and break down Justin Edwards. Justin Edwards, 6'8", averaging 9 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 50% field goal percentage, 77% free throw percentage, and 38% three-point percentage. So yeah, Justin Edwards had one of his better games in that game. He was looking really good defensively. His athletic gifts are the real deal. His standstill three-point shot has come so far. It used to be at 28%, finishing the season at 38% is incredible. He still has a little bit of a raw handle in a general sense, but it definitely can still be improved on. His upside is exponential. He definitely has the upside to kind of be, he could definitely be a solid 3-and-D guy, but he also has the potential to be more than that. Because every once in a while, he'll flash you some shot creations, some fadeaway shots off the handle, which is intriguing upside-wise. So right now, I personally have him graded as a 18 to 20 draft pick level player. I'm going to be updating my big board throughout this whole week. So by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be updated, specifically speaking on where he's going to be at the big board, because I'm going to do some end of season updates. So yeah, Justin Edwards, man, he's got athletic gifts. You can't cheat. He's definitely risen on the draft board from the second round grade, and you know, congratulations to him for earning this draft grade. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to Jawan Wagner. He's averaging 10.3 points per game, 3.3 assists, 41% field goal percentage, 76% free throw percentage, and 30% three-point percentage. So yeah, he's a really solid defender. That's probably the best thing he does. He's an average point guard passer. He's a below average point guard in the pick and roll and driving to the rim and things of that nature. This 3-point shot is below average. There's no world-class shot creation either. So when you add everything together, I personally still have him graded as a 56 through 60 draft pick grade. And depending on how the big board moves, I'll figure out where he's going to be ranked or if he's even going to be ranked. If I was personally giving him advice, I'd tell him to come back to school. Also, he's 6'2". Let's go ahead and kick it to Reed Shepard. He's 6'2", averaging 12.7 points per game, 4.5 assists, 2.5 steals, 54% field goal percentage, 84% free throw percentage, and 52% three-point percentage. So, you know, his ability to be a standstill three-point shooter is insane. You know, he has a great pull-up shot in the pick and roll. I still have big-time question marks at him finishing at the rim, and he definitely did still show that where I have question mark, but he did have one flash of finishing at the rim through a defender, which was nice, you know, but it was kind of like one out of three or four, where the other three, it looked pretty rough. He showed some flashes of a pull-up mid-range shot in this game, which was really interesting. I do view him as a better version of Tyus Jones. So if you guys don't know, Tyus Jones was a part of Duke. Right now, he's the starting point guard for the Washington Wizards. And, you know, he's a really great standstill three-point shooter. He is a pretty solid passer. Like, Reed Shepard's average, so maybe above average passer, right? You know, Tyus Jones is averaging 12 points per game, 41% three-point percentage, 7.3 assists, 50% field goal percentage. Like, really efficient, low scoring guy, not like a ton of scoring upside, is definitely the way I view Reed Sheppard. I definitely view him as somebody that can either be an extremely elite backup point guard or a very low level starting one. But he's a better version of Tyus Jones because Tyus Jones can shoot the three as well as Reed Sheppard does. And he doesn't have the unique steals, basket defensive intelligence gifts that Reed Sheppard is. So he's kind of like Tyus Jones 2.0. So right now I have him as a 15 through 18 draft pick grade. I don't view him as a lottery guy, but I do feel like he has a very high floor. I feel like he can definitely contribute to some teams. So yeah, I feel like Reed Sheppard can have a really solid career. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to Rob Dillingham. He's 6 foot point guard, averaging 15 a game, 3.8 assists, 1 steal, 48% field goal percentage, 77% free throw percentage, and 44% three percentage. So, you know, this guy's amazing in the pick and roll. He's got really great speed and quickness gifts. His ability to be in the 3-point line is he can have pull up shots, hit tough shots, shot create for himself. He doesn't even need a pick and roll to shot create for himself. That's how elite of a shot creator he is. He has a really great finishing ability near the rim. He's just so very, very, very good. He's a competitor. He competes defensively. You know, 6 foot wise, he'll get attacked, but his offensive gifts can outweigh his lack of defense. And I still view him as a very similar comp to Darius Garland. I still view him as somebody that can definitely average 20 and 8 in the future. I still have him graded as a 3 through 5 draft pick. And yeah, he's really interesting. And Rob Dillingham is one of the better scorers, shot creators that exists in this draft class. And may be pound for pound, he probably is the best shot creator in this draft class. All right, let's go ahead and kick us to the next guy from Kentucky, which is Aaron Bradshaw. Aaron Bradshaw is 7'1", somewhere in that range. He's averaging 5.2 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 57% field goal percentage, 57% free throw percentage, and 28.6% three-point percentage. So yeah, his three-point shot has come a little bit farther along throughout the season where it's a project. You definitely think he could develop long-term. You know, he's starting to defend a little bit better. He's still really thin. His body frame doesn't have the kind of body frame that's going to put a lot of muscle on throughout time, which is a genuine question mark. You know, his ability to be switchable is really intriguing, though. When you talk about Aaron Bradshaw, though, he's definitely still a boom or bust second-round draft pick for me that I still have graded as the 36 through 40 draft pick, but I think could sneak his way into the first round if a team desperately needs a developmental center. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to the last guy from that breakdown, which is Zvonimir Ivicic, 7'2". He's played 13 games, averaging 5.6 points per game, 3.2 rebounds, 54% field goal percentage, 83% free throw percentage, and 37% three-point percentage. So yeah, the most elite thing is definitely that three-point percentage is really a huge selling point for Zvonimir Ivicic. He definitely has a nice strong frame that can put on muscle throughout time. He has a nice natural feel for blocking shots at the rim. I definitely feel like he's got some upside to be able to do that at the next level. He flashes some really interesting passing and really nice handle. He's got some upside as a center. I do view him as a 20 through 22 draft pick right now, and I definitely feel like he's definitely somebody that has the upside to be a long-term starter in the NBA if he puts it together. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and kick it to the Tennessee side of things. Going to be Dalton Knecht, 6'6", averaging 10.1 points per game, 4.8 rebounds, 1.8 assists, 47% field goal percentage, 40% three-point percentage, and 75% free throw percentage. So when you talk about Dalton Knecht, 6'6", whew, man dropped a 40 ball game. Man, could nobody guard this man? I mean, wow. He was heating pull up 3-point shots, coming off ball, pick and rolls, and just dude was, because Kentucky was up by a significant margin. Dalton Knecht was like, I'm just going to go to drive to the rim and try to get as many free throws as possible. And they couldn't do a gosh darn thing to stop. They could not stop him from driving to the rim to save their Hife. Dalton Decker wasn't aware of your game. So, you know, this is the third time I've watched him. One of those times he sat out for most of the game because Tennessee was blowing out somebody. So, you know, after the first time I watched him, I had him like top 12-ish, top 10-ish. And he's putting it all together right now where he's 6'6", which is great size for the two guard position. I mean, he can put pressure at the rim really well, has a really unique feel for drawing fouls. His pick and roll operator as well, can make passes to other players really well, and he's got a heater on him with the 3-point line, cut off ball screens, you know, hit tough pull up 3-point shots, he flashed a step back 3-point shot. Dalton Nickel is in his bag, and you know, I've compared him to somebody all year, and that's Austin Reeves for the Los Angeles Lakers. Austin Reeves is the same exact height. Austin Reeves is one of those rare two guards that can do all the off ball stuff that Dalton Knecht can do, and a lot of two guards can do that are shooters like this, but most of them can't do the passing and the pick and roll that Austin Reeves could do. It's really the unique thing that he offers, where he can finish at the rim well and make really good passes. And you know, Austin Reeves is averaging 15 a game right now, 5.5 assists, 50% field goal percentage on 37% 3-point percentage. I mean, he's having an incredible year. The guy is, let's see here, 25, so he's not even close to his peak yet. Extremely efficient bucket, and that's what I view Dalton Knecht as being. I think he can be an extremely efficient bucket that scores really well. I just think he can be a little bit better than Austin Reeves, especially finishing at the rim. I think he can get a little more hot from the 3-point line as well. So I view him as a slightly better Austin Reeves. I mean, if you had to say, hey, by the time somebody becomes 25, they're going to be averaging 15.8 a game, 5 assists on 49% field goal percentage and 37% 3-point percentage, well, then what kind of draft grade would you put on him? Yeah, I'd put an 8-10 draft grade, and that's what I have on him. And a lot of people, he is, you know, borderline lottery, but for me, I just see way too much Austin Reeves in his game to not be a believer. And Dalton Knecht he's got a little bit of that dog in him too. He's got that it factor, especially on the college level, where if my team needs me to step up, he's got a little bit of that's crazy self-belief, I'm him type of thought process, and you gotta love that in the score.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
That's the ideal mental mindset and makeup you want out of a score. So, you know, Dalton Knecht's high, man. He's a top 10 lock for me personally. I don't see anything changing in the sense of where he's never going to move below number 10 on any big board you'll ever see. Yeah, impressive. Man, did he dominate Kentucky. Even though they lost, Dalton Knecht put on a show. But hey, you're averaging 21 in college. Yeah, you're putting on a show every night. Alrighty, let's go ahead and kick it to the next matchup, which is USC versus Arizona. So we got Isaiah Collier from that game as well. So he's 6'5". His final stats are 16 points per game, 16.6, 4.2 assists, 48% field goal percentage. I love the fact that like the freshman of your conversations, like, oh, Rob Dillingham, Reed Shepard, and none of them have close to stats as Isaiah Collier, but because USC doesn't win basketball games and he doesn't have a really great basketball team, he just doesn't get the love that he should. But I think he's probably the best college freshman. You know, he's just asked to do a lot. So right now, his efficiency off those stats is 48% field goal, 49, 48.8. field goal percentage, so basically 49. He's averaging 32.9 3-point percentage, so it's basically 33, 67% free throw percentage, and 4.2 assists and 3.2 turnovers. So, you know, a lot of people worry about that turnover number. I still think it's overblown. Let's not rush to a 19-year-old and be like, man, this 19-year-old needs to be perfect at, you know, ball control. Like, what do we expect, right? And it's a lot of people that are doing these mock drafts that are not named me are college guys, right? So college coaches want care about assist to turnover ratios. You can't find many NBA coaches that care about assist to turnover ratios nearly to the same level and put the same worth on it as college guys, right? So it's just a different game. The NBA is a different game. There's more spacing, you know, there's tougher passing lanes, and he has all the passing gifts in the world, and it's so overwhelming with his passing gifts that he does have some turnovers. Yeah, because he'll force some things, but, you know, if he doesn't force things, then his team can't score because he doesn't have many shooters. Kobe Johnson can't shoot. DJ Robin can't shoot consistently. He just doesn't have a good, talented team where it's just make easy, play safe, because if he plays safe, they lose. So, basically, driving downhill is amazing. He's so phenomenal at that quick and speed gifts, paired with a 6'4", 6'5", body frame that's built out of granite. He is a strong human being. His contact balance at the rim is phenomenal. He's just such a phenomenal prospect. I'm so glad that his 3-point percentage came up from like the 30% to 33%. It's nice to see that level of improvement out of him. Yeah, so Isaiah Collier is one heck of a player. I still have him as 2 through draft pick grade. It's not going to change. He's number 2 on the big board. It's really close between him and Alex Saar, but yeah, Isaiah Collier, it was a pleasure watching him throughout the regular season, and yeah, I can't wait to watch him in the NBA. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to Arizona, Caleb Love. Caleb Love's 6'4". He's averaging 18.7 points per game, 4.9 rebounds, 3.4 assists on 43% field goal percentage and 35% three-point percentage. So, you know, he's got some, in this game, he shows some pull-up of mid-range shots and pull-up three-point shots and pick-and-roll, being a pick-and-roll operator and ball handler, trying to make passes. He had a really terrible shooting night, so it was really tough to see him get, like, in a groove and start making some shots. And I would definitely say, though, that, you know, he has some shot creation skill. This is a guy that's always been on my radar since he was playing at North Carolina. He just has always had terrible shooting splits, especially his field goal percentage. So he's never really declared. So right now I have him as a low second round grade. He wasn't as good of a shot creator as I was expecting, honestly. And yeah, so, and he's also an average NBA athlete. And I thought he would overcome those things with skill, but he just didn't show as much skill as I was expecting. So right now, he is a late, mid to late second round draft pick grade for me. All right, the next matchup is that Marquette versus Providence game. So we got, let's go ahead and talk about Tyler Kokek first. 6'3", 6'4", point guard, averaging 15 points per game, 4.7 rebounds, 7.6 assists, 48% field goal percentage, and 40% three-point percentage, and 88% free throw percentage. So, you know, this guy's a really crafty point guard that shoots a poo at the three ball. He's definitely a really good passer, really solid in the pick and roll. Below average NBA athlete, the 6'3 size is going to help those things. You know, he's an average defender, and probably maybe even below average just due to athletic restrictions. I still view him as a 35 through 40 draft pick, as somebody that could be a backup point guard in the NBA. But yeah, I mean, he's a good, really good passer as well, if I didn't mention that. So really interesting guy, is a nice solid second round draft pick, and Kokek's a really solid guy. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about Oso Igbaro. So Oso Igbaro is 6'10". He's a 6'11", but I think that's a blatant lie. Yeah. 14 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 60% field goal percentage, 0% three-point percentage, and 61% free throw percentage. So, you know, this guy is still one heck of an athlete. Great mix of athletic gifts and strength gifts defensively. I view him very similarly to Al Horford. I mean, Al Horford's one heck of a defender, so that's seriously one compliment. But Oso Igbaro is just on another level. His ability is really interesting offensively. Again, he's not a three-point shooter, and most of the time, non-three-point shooting power forwards don't get drafted, don't really get developed in the NBA. And he's a part of the very, very very thin group that can't. And that's because of his passing. 2.8 assists speaks to that. He's a very good passer. He's very good in pick and roll situations and making really good passes to people. He's got a really solid handle. He's got an interesting floater, like push shot near the rim that's really unguardable. He's really athletic and be a pick and roll role man as well as a lob threat. I view him as very similar to Draymond Green offensively in the impact that he can have. And I view him as a really high tier role player in the right system fit, in the right team fit. For example, a really great team fit would be the Phoenix Suns. I mean, could you imagine a Draymond Green level passer, .4 on the Phoenix Suns with all the shooting, right? Or the Atlanta Hawks, right? Like, with all the shooting most NBA teams have, there's a lot of places where Oso would be amazing. So for those reasons, I have him graded 18 through 20 if the right fit gets drafts him, and I have him graded 31 through 35 if the wrong fit drafts him. Because he goes like Minnesota, and he has to be, you know, they need a three-point shooting backup power forward behind Cat, because they got the big and Rudy Gobert, and they got Anthony Edwards, and they don't want to clog up the lane, where he's going to be a 31 through 35 draft pick there because it doesn't fit the team. This is a role players like him are team-specific fits, and he's going to need to have the right team to be valuable, that I think he can be valuable. Wow, one heck of a player. Such an interesting, probably the most like unique, fun to watch prospect for me personally is Oso. It's just really interesting guy. All right, let's go ahead and break down Devin Carter, 6'3", Providence two guard, averaging 19.4 points per game, 8.6 rebounds, 3.6 assists, 45.7% field goal percentage, 38% 3-point percentage, and 72% free throw percentage. So this guy's really quick and fast, can really get downhill. He shows some flashes, some step back 3-point shots in this game. He really shot the three-point shot so well off the dribble off this game. Not off the dribble, but I guess off the dribble. Pull-up three-point shots look really nice this game. You know, he has a really interesting game. He had a nice fadeaway in the mid-range as well, kind of off the dribble as well, which was really nice to see from him. He runs the operates out of the pick and roll as well. So, you know, the 6'3 guy, a lot of times, you know, NBA front offices are really picky about two-guard height. So 6'3 is going to be iffy. Hopefully his wingspan's long. It looks like it might be a little long, so that's good news for him. I personally have him graded as either 18th or 20 or 20th or 22 draft pick. I haven't made up my mind yet, but there's a lot of intriguing things about him. Shoots the three ball really well. He has the potential to be a starter, or he has the potential to be a really amazing sixth man type of guy. So one of those two I could definitely see happening. All right, so the last game, the breakdown is, last game is Alexander Czar. Last time we were going to ever break down him, he's averaging 7 points. No, he's not seven. He's not averaging 7 feet, 1 inches. He is 7 feet, 1 inches, averaging 9.7 points per game, 4.4 rebounds, one assists off of 52% field goal percentage, 30% 3-point percentage, and 4.4 rebounds. One assist, and he gets about 17 minutes a game. So he's not a starter. He's one of their main guys that they bring off the bench. So Alex Czar, man, defensively, he was looking great. So phenomenal defensively guarding the rim. His fluidity on the perimeter is absolutely insane for the 7-1 length. You know, he's flashed his handle every once in a while. He didn't flash it a ton in this game, but he's flashed it so much in previous games, flashing a handle and finishing at the rims and things of that nature, that you could definitely add it to the scouting report of him. He still seems like an above average passer for the center position. I personally view him as just an inch taller Evan Mobley. I definitely feel like he can be a long-term defensive superstar and somebody's got some offensive upside as somebody that can be a three-point shooter and develop the handle. It will take some time offensively, but you know, no matter what, that you're going to get is such a freak of nature defender that it makes the pick worth it. So I have him still great as a 2-3 draft pick. He is the number one guy on my big board, and that's not going to change. Definitely view him as a really solid player that I view as somebody that's going to have a nice career in there. All right, so that's going to be the end of this podcast. And basically, on Sunday night, again, at 6 p.m., well, actually, this podcast is going to get released after that, so it makes no sense for me to break that, so talk about that, but the Sunday before this Thursday is when the March Madness brackets are going to get released. I'll drop a special for that, which is going to be really fun. I have a really in-depth research, and basically, the weeks after after that is going to be 3 weeks of mock drafts. It's going to be a lot of fun. 1 through 15, and then 16 through 30. And then the second round is going to be 3 weeks in a row of really fun mock drafts. And to keep on building out this big board and getting it more detailed, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I really appreciate everybody listening to this podcast. This is also the time frame that we're done with regular season college basketball scouting. I'm not going to scout March Madness games. So basically, college basketball scouting, other than people that might get invited to the NBA draft combine that I haven't looked at yet, this is basically the end of it. So it's been a lot of fun. Such a unique draft class. You know, a lot of guys that I really like. And yeah, I definitely had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm going to continue to have fun doing this every single year. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate anybody who listens to this podcast, shares this podcast, enjoys it, does whatever with it. I really appreciate anybody that listens. And I hope you guys all have a great week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.